My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really Olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
A combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The person who I'm going to talk to in a second actually tweeted about this just a little while ago and said, oh my God, I hope the ANC conference doesn't run on so long that I don't get to celebrate Christmas. Ranjeni Moonsami is on the line. It's time for the Burning Platform. It's brought to you by Nando's. Hey Ranjeni, how are you?
Hello, Garrett.
It's nice to talk to you. I feel like I haven't spoken to you in ages.
I know, and it's so nice for you to call. You know, I'm so well rested and just, you know, relaxing.
Yeah, you sound really relaxed.
Do, really.
Yeah, it's so early in the morning. We thought, you know, Ranjeni's bound to be recharged after a week of really doing nothing.
Yeah, you know, it's just been kind of milling around, you know, trying to figure out what to get for Christmas, lunch.
Sure.
And,
you've had all this time to buy presents for the family and to go and prepare things for the celebrations, and you stupidly went to the ANC's conference. And was
oh
that,
my gosh,
was it worth it, Ranjeni? I mean, if you look back on this week of your life, one day when you're an old woman, will you go, that was a waste of my week, or will you go, oh, actually, I'm pleased I was there?
At about 1 o'clock, it was about 11 last night, I caught myself in the reflection of one of the windows of the Nazareth Convention Center, and I really hated myself. it was a lot of sitting around and waiting and doing nothing. It was torturous. This week had been torturous for journalists. But look, it was also when I'm sitting in a rocking chair. So, I think probably in a year's time, the way things are going, you look back on it. History was unfolding before us. This was really a momentous week. It's been a week like no other that I've experienced in my life. You know, to see the ANC go to war with itself, and then come out and deliver this absolute monster for leadership that's going to wreck itself even more. So, you know, as a journalist, I had to be there. As a human being, I really hated myself.
Yeah, I get the feeling, and I'm trying to find the right metaphor for this. You used the word monster. It's like a hydra. They cut off one head and three new ones grew out. But I almost think it's like a suppurating wound. You know, you sort of have this wound on your leg, so you chop it off below the knee, but the rot is already spread above the knee. So you chopped off a piece, in this case Jacob Zuma, that part's gone already, but the rest is still rotting away, and it's too late. Like, I get the distinct feeling that the ANC is in exactly the position that the old National Party were in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, look, that being said, Gareth, you have to feel for Cyril Ramaphosa.
Oh.
He gave the speech of his life last night.
He's going to have the shittiest Christmas ever.
Yes. In any other circumstance, you know, if there wasn't, the other people sitting behind him on stage, and the NEC announced at 3 a.m., if it wasn't in the configuration it was, this would have been the speech that led us to the promised land. But it was being delivered in the context of a complete freak show playing out at Nazareth.
Yeah, who's in this NEC? Can you give us an update on that? Because it did happen at 3 a.m. and I know you've been...
It happened at 3 a.m. and I'm sure I'm really, really going to upset you, Gareth, but your friend Bladen Zamande is no longer, he's been booted out.
Aye, shame, I heard. I'm very sad for him because what the hell, what is he going to do with his life now?
I know, he's probably just going to whine full time, make that a full time.
All right, I'm going to throw some names at you and you'd say yes, they're in or no, they're out, okay?
Okay.
Fikile, who put his colors to the mast for Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, is he still in?
He's still in.
Bekicele, is he still in?
Yes, he is.
Obviously, the whole of the Premier League are in. They're not just in. Most of them are in the top six.
Yeah, some of them are in the top six. But yes, the, you know, the hot favourite, Mosibenzi Zwane is in.
Oh.
Yes.
Is Faith Mutambi in?
Faith Mutambi is in.
Is Batabile
Dlamini? She's in at number 25. So,
oh,
she, you know,
almost. She squeaked
out
in.
Out of 80, yeah.
Okay, how about Batabile Dlamini? She's obviously in.
Oh,
the women's
she's
league.
In. Oh, right. Yeah.
And Gozasana holds a place in the NEC.
Gozasana came in at number 9, which is quite fascinating because Zweli Mkhize came in.
Sorry, where did Zweli come in?
Zweli Mkhize was at number 1.
Hmm. All right, yeah. let's start at number 1. Go down that list to about number 15 and let's see if we recognize some of the suspects.
Okay, so Zweli Mkhize, Lindiwe Zulu,
mm-hmm.
Regina Mahale, David Masondo. Mm-hmm. So Malusi Gigaba is number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Nambonda, Violet Sikreda,
mm-hmm.
Zizi Kwadwa is number 8, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma is number 9, Obert Bapela 10, Tito Mboweni 11, Lindiwe Sisulu number 12, Begi Tele, your great friend, 30, mm-hmm. Lucky number 13,
mm-hmm.
Figile Mbalula number 14, Togo Didiza 15, Sdumo Dlamini 16, Batabile Dlamini 17, Senzo Mchunu mm-hmm. 18, Pravin Gordon 19, Nale Dipando 20. So let me just scan through some of the other familiar names that you would know. So Jackson Mtembo comes in at 23. Pule Mabe was a massive defender of President Zuma, an ally of NDZ, 25. Sifiso Buthelezi, the deputy finance minister and also friend of the Guptas, 26. Nduduzi Manana, 27.
Oh, that's nice. They not only keep women abusers inside the ANC, but they keep them inside the NEC of the ANC.
Yeah, in the first half.
That's nice.
So, yeah. So he comes in above Aaron Motsoaledi, who, you know, is a good performer.
Yeah.
In the, you know, generally. And then Bongani Bongo, the state security minister, is at number 30.
So, Ranjani...
Nomvula Mokonyane, 32.
Okay.
And Madam Speaker, Baleka Mbete goes from national chairperson to number 33.
Sure.
And Derek Hunt comes in. And, oh, yeah, Oras himself.
Oras.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Ranjini, it sounds like the same crew on the same ship. They've just changed the captain and a couple of flag officers.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about sums it up.
So the
still going nowhere.
So the ANC are basically, this is the greatest news. Julius is going to have the best Christmas ever because here's what I suppose will happen now. The ANC is going to continue its downward spiral, even if Cyril is trying to pull the brakes and trying to change direction and everything else, because this is the bunch of clowns that he has with him in the NEC. In opposition politics, the EFF will only grow and swell because people will be looking for an alternative. The DA is in a bit of disarray at the moment. Musi Maimane is talking out of just about every orifice except his mouth right now. So this is a happy Christmas to Julius and Floyd and Dali and Buiseni and all the rest of them, right?
Look, they're gonna have a happy Christmas because they know that the wheels keep turning for the EFF. The danger for the EFF is that, you know, if the ANC came out with a sterling new leadership, you know, focused and you know, with rational people at the top, they still would have people would have still given the ANC the time of day and said, okay, let's give the ANC a break, let's give them an adjustment period, and you know, maybe things will come right, and you know, ANC voters who are turned away from the ANC will say, you know, this is our party. It's got a new leader. You know, maybe we should just have some confidence in the new leadership. That ain't going to happen now. I think for any ordinary ANC member sitting out there looking at this leadership, it's like, oh, gosh, you know, I can't even with this leadership. Like, where does it go? Yes, Cyril Ramaphosa is president, but how much can he achieve? He, you know, the whole plan of action that he had set out, the New Deal, this NEC is going to hold him back. But the big question for everyone is going to be, how is this new NEC leadership going to relate with President Jacob Zuma? So is there going to be a recall? That's the first thing. And, you know, I know it's still top of mind for the Ramaphosa supporters, but with this NEC, it's going to be really hard to take that decision. And you must know, Gareth, the most important thing for the NEC is that it makes decisions by consensus, not voting.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to convince this, the Zuma crowd in this, and it's a substantial crowd in the NEC that he needs to be.
What worries me also is that the Guptas still have a lot of their pawns in the game. They've got a lot of agents inside of that NEC who will be all for keeping things as they are and for maintaining that status quo in business terms with the Gupta family, but also in not being so keen to pursue the issue of the state capture investigation, right?
Yeah, but except that that's kind of out of their hands now, the state capture inquiry, because the conference did resolve to undertake the state capture inquiry expeditiously, and it was Fikile Mbalula who announced it to us, ironically. Also that the court has ruled on it, the North Gauteng High Court has ruled on it. So, you know, it's really out of their hands now. There's a court decision and it has to be implemented. So, you know, the question now is the terms of reference of that inquiry in order for it to drill down. And mercifully, the Chief Justice, Mokgweng Mokgweng, is going to appoint the judge that heads it. So, look, we still might make headway in that regard. The big problem, Gareth, is that Ace Magashule is sitting as the chief of Luthuli House right now.
Right.
And he has, the Guptas have a direct line to him, and he, by virtue of his position in Luthuli House now, has a direct line to every single deployee in the state. So, you know, the Guptas' influence, you know, has now can manifest in a wholly different way. They have access to people in every single municipality, every mayor, every premier, every MEC, because all of these are deployees of the ANC, controlled by Ace Magashule.
The other thing, they did pay some cursory attention to policy. It was mostly about electing leaders and office bearers, but it did get into a little bit of policy. There are a few committees that split off. The most contentious of these is the economy and the discussion around land and the discussion around what they call radical economic transformation. Nobody seems to know exactly what that is. But I noticed that they couldn't resist having a go at the media and the way that media regulates itself. And the ANC has decided that by 2018, the end of that year, that's next year, they want to have a different system in place to regulate the media.
Yeah, well, look, the resolution, that is for Parliament to hold an inquiry on the feasibility of establishing a media appeals tribunal.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's been on the cards for a while. They've been resolving on this for a while. Okay, so, you know, I think that there's still a process to go through. But the big shocker, the big announcement yesterday was that they're going to amend the Constitution. Oh, well, the NEC has to look into processes to amend the Constitution for land expropriation without compensation.
Right.
So that's Julius's baby, you remember, that's what Julius wanted.
Yeah.
And so the populists basically got their way in the ANC yesterday. It wasn't an easy process to get this resolution passed. It came to blows. I mean, there was the physical scuffles in the hall. It was very, very heated. So they did make the finally undertake that there should be land compensation without land expropriation without compensation. So Enoch Godongwana came to announce this to the media, and you know, he really was not convinced of the argument he had to present, because you know, the more rational people, the people who know the state and know and understand the state of the South African economy and how fragile it is, how fragile the relationship is with the ratings agencies and so on. They know that this is a powder keg, especially because you know there's no like proper guidelines as to what exactly the ANC wants to do, by when it wants to do it. So, you know, it just kind of lit a bomb with this and kind of threw it out there to see what happens with it. So, look, yeah, it is, you know, all in all, this is like, it's not even one hot potato. It's like a whole bag of hot, flaming hot potatoes that have been thrown in Cyril Ramaphosa's lap and said, yeah, have fun with these.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to manage to make any sense of this very, very messy situation that poor Cyril's inheriting. But the president of the country, Jacob Zuma, is he playing any role in any of this, or has he kind of already faded into the shadows within the ANC?
Well, he's no more at the top table, literally. He was sitting in the front row with the delegates last night when Cyril Ramaphosa was speaking. So he has kind of no role officially in the ANC. He has ex officio status, all the ex-presidents do. So he can attend NEC meetings, but he has no decision-making power. So, you know, he has to control things via his minions in the NEC and in the top six. But yes, you know, I think that's one thing to celebrate is that he has that his grip has kind of loosened. He no longer has a grip directly on the ANC, but his grip is also loosening on the country because, you know, his political power is now diminished. But Cyril Ramaphosa was being very nice to him last night. I mean, it was really an effusive goodbye and tribute to Jacob Zuma. And, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning when you hear Cyril Ramaphosa going on and on and on about it, you just think, oh, okay, you're overcompensating a little bit. So there's obviously something going on there. But look, they've opened up avenues to hold him accountable now because there's two centers of power. Cyril Ramaphosa is now the ultimate authority in the ANC. So Jacob Zuma is actually now accountable to Cyril Ramaphosa.
Wow. That kind of renders him a lame duck, and this brings up that whole issue of what you've already brought up and what you touched on earlier, the recall. This has only really become ANC behavior since the recall of Thabo Mbeki by the current president of the Republic. Do you think there is any possibility that he'll be allowed to serve out his term?
With this NEC, that's the problem. What Jacob Zuma needs to do for the ANC now is just continue to shoot himself in the foot as he has been doing, because he needs to lay the grounds for a recall. So if he does what he does best, which is to kind of brush off any form of accountability, defy what the ANC is telling him to do, then yeah, they would have to recall him. But in order to recall him, you need a decision of the NEC. And the NEC is too split to do that, from what I can see. So the other option would be for the ANC to instruct its parliamentary caucus. And Jackson Mthembu, who you know, is a close ally of Cyril Ramaphosa, is the chief whip in parliament. But even so, you know, Jackson will know that it's dangerous to do this with the NEC so divided. So, you know, Jacob Zuma might have, be with us a little longer. But, it's now a completely unscripted game as to what happens next. So who knows?
All right. Well, I'm very glad we got to talk to you this week, even though you must be finished. Are you going to be spending Christmas doing absolutely nothing?
I hope so, but it's still a while to get there. I work for a Sunday newspaper now, so you know there's still things to be done before we go to print. So I'll be over there when Jesus is born on Sunday night. Then I think that's my moment of freedom.
Well, happy Christmas, Ranjini, and thanks for talking to us.
Happy Christmas to all of you guys.
Thanks so much, Ranjini Munsami, and a very interesting insight, I think, into the NEC meeting last night and the first election of the new ANC-NEC going into this period. And Ranjini, as sarcastic about a lot of it as she always is, very informative, very helpful, very interesting to talk to. You hear how messed up the ANC is, eh?
Oh, well, that's politics for you.
Let's get on with it.
But when you're that broken, you can only ever drive in a crooked line.
Yeah, that's right. It's like those cars that when you see them, they have that black smoke coming out of the exhaust. The wheels aren't aligned. The windscreen is shattered.
It's like the Le Mans 24 hours. If your car comes into the pits in flames, a new driver isn't exactly going to change that.
That's a very good way. A car in flames coming into the pits. That's the ANC at this meeting.
Every Christmas Eve, my brother would go to bed at 6:30. He would say goodnight right in the middle of Skeem Saam. And my mom and I, we'd be looking at him like, oh. And then? The only reason why he's doing it is because he wants Christmas to come sooner. He is 27, my guy. 27.
The combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.